UEFA.
Coming into the last 50 metres, Pushpure out in front. She's going to take the gold medal. Lobning looking good for silver. And Kiridu has pushed ahead and is now in bronze medal position. It's the last few strokes here. Sanita Pushpure is going to take the gold medal ahead of Austria's Lobning for silver. What a performance from the double world and now double European champion, Sanita Pushpure.
Now, I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line by Sanita Pushpure after an absolutely fantastic weekend for Irish rowing, led by you, Sanita, of course. And it must be so special to be part of all of the everyone's experiences over there and just the great feel-good story that is around Irish rowing.
Hi, everyone, firstly.
Hello.
We've had a pretty good weekend and it was pretty amazing to come home with so many medals. And I suppose we had to keep the momentum going after our juniors performed so well just a couple of weeks ago, and our under-23 team as well came home with a lot of medals. So it's a good few months for Rowing Ireland.
Sanita, congratulations. Looking at your own race, even pace is everything in every race. And in your own contest, obviously, you weren't leading from the word go. You were behind for the first 500 metres. Did not being in front phase yet, were you always happy with the speed and rhythm that you had yourself?
I think when you're in a race, 2K race, there's a lot of time to kind of move up and down in the positions. I had a solid plan that we worked out with my coach, and I did execute it just the way we were talking about it. And I knew if I stay in touch with Magdalena Lobnik on my left and she would be on my right, because they're really fast starters usually, if I stay in touch with them and the first 500, then I'll be in a really good position to move up then later on at the later stages of the race. So that was my plan, stay with them, and it paid off. Yeah,
I know when we were riding horses you could judge pace by the furlong poles and how fast you were passing them, but in a rowing race, how do you judge your exact pace when you hit the 500, hit the 1000, hit the 1500? How do you know if you're going too fast or too slow?
Well, you kind of have to trust your training a little bit as well. To be honest, I didn't really know if I have that pace in me, but all you can do is just go out and try. And if you blow up, let's say in the last 200 meters, you've done your absolute best and you pushed yourself to the maximum capacity. So then it is what it is. But what gave me encouragement was looking at the women's pair four and boys double, how well they handled kind of the hot pace of the race. And I was like, well, I've done exactly the same training, so I should be okay. And you kind of take a bit of a confidence from performances before from the team, and just had to trust the training and go for it.
So would you say, Sneed, you had a little bit more left in you?
No, the last 30 strokes are quite challenging. So I left it all out there yesterday, and I suppose if I needed to sprint a little bit more, maybe I would find a small little drop of energy there. But yeah, it was pretty good solid pace throughout the race, and I think I left it all out there.
I know there's still a while away from the rescheduled Olympics, but it must give you such confidence, you know, even just to be able to say that out loud, that you know you could have, if you needed to, just went a little bit more.
Yeah, it's just the training that you do. I suppose I didn't really know what kind of form I'll be in at this championship, because we had 3 weeks off during the summer when I did absolutely nothing, no training whatsoever. And we started off like 7 weeks ago, and this championship was the main goal, and that obviously gave us a bit of motivation. But yeah, there wasn't much expectation for this regatta, and I think we really punched above our weight considering all the circumstances during the summer and everything.
Sanita, would you look at that then and think, ooh, maybe we learned something there? A couple of weeks off, 7 weeks in, and think, yeah, maybe that's the way to do it?
I'm afraid not, because you do need that really good base. I mean, I'm happy enough with winning gold after 7 weeks of training, but at the same time, if I want to win Olympics, I need to be faster. And I know everybody else who was racing yesterday, they're going to be much faster for Olympics too. So yeah, I'd say 14 weeks maybe will do. I'm joking. We'd have to train 8 months now. That's it.
Sunita, we spoke to a huge amount of people during the lockdown and the layoff from competitive sport, and we know it was difficult for everybody, like absolutely, and a lot of people were reassessing things. For you, how was it? And you know, are you happy now that we're out the other side of it and that you've, you know, you stuck with it? Because it was difficult for people to stay determined and committed when the Olympics was rescheduled.
Yeah, I think the main problem was lack of motivation and training alone. I found that really, really challenging. Like, I mean, on a grand scheme of things, it was fine. You know, we were all safe at home, and the pandemic was kind of going on a downhill as well. So it was all, you could see the positives out of it. But as an athlete, yes, it was really hard because we're so used to that competitive environment in training, and that's what keeps us going and pushes us every day. So it was really hard to go up to that roof and do the session on the erg on your own and try to get the best numbers you can. Yeah, I'd say during the lockdown, I probably didn't, the intention to train well was there, but I don't think I did because subconsciously there was no motivation to push myself to the very limit that I could have done. And considering all that as well, I think I should be even more excited about this result yesterday.
Just on that point, Sunita, you mentioned the sacrifices, and it's only really your family that see it in your sport. How was their reaction being on your great win yesterday?
Yeah, well, my husband said he didn't expect anything less, and I was like, well, thank God he didn't tell me that before the race. Yeah, they're so used to it now, and then I'll have to have a talk. They're excited, I think. But yeah, for sure.
Well, they know that you're going to be training, isn't it? 16 times a week you train at the moment, so they know what's coming up over the next 8 or 9 months.
Yeah, they do indeed. They know there'll be self-service all day round, really, for food. they've seen me on the hardest days, and they know not to expect much from me on those days as well. So they'll be feeding me, probably. I think it's probably encouraging for them to see as well that they've seen me on a very low during the lockdown, that I was really struggling, and even heard me maybe talking about retiring maybe or something like that. So yeah, I'd say they're pleased as well.
You mentioned the training group that you have, and a lot of them are the heavyweight girls, and you know, we're looking to see about that women's fours. Do you think they're going to get there? They're going to get that boat?
Oh yes, I think so. And I'm so, so excited for them. They really going to benefit from this extra year, I think. And very, very excited.
It sounds like you have a really good training group.
We do very good. Dynamic is very good, and especially when we go away, it's so much fun and it's competitive, and we'll be pushing each other in the water so much. And you might hate each other at one point, but then you get off the water and you know it's all been like so beneficial. Not like hate, but we're so
strongly
competitive.
Dislike.
It's different.
No, we're so competitive, all of us. Yeah.
But do you think, Sunita, that having the women's four would possibly improve your own performance, having them to train with, having them to travel with? Do you think for Rowan Ireland that they will be a benefit to you?
Yes, in a way, like off the water, there's more people to talk to, more people to hang out with, and it definitely wouldn't be as lonely. Like in London, I was on my own, so it was kind of the loneliest Olympics for me. Then it was a little bit more fun in Rio because there was three girls and boys. And now I'm so excited. Like we have, I can't even count fast how many people we have going now. Is it seven? Yes, we have seven people going already, so and potentially 11 or even more. It's very, very exciting. That'd be awesome.
It surely is, Sunita. Thanks a million for taking our call. We wish you all the best for the next 8 months. Enjoy the training.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Game on 2FM with Green Fern. A quick and easy addition to any sandwich, salad, stir fry, or snack. Natural protein, your way.